What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts.
And Catherine.
And Caroline. Today is going to be a shorter episode, but like a short punch. Like
short
a
short and sweet.
And sweet episode. We want to just share with you a ton of our favorite thoughts, quotes, affirmations. And you guys can play this. You can play it when you're waking up, when you're going to bed, when you're on a walk, whatever it is.
Play it while you're sleeping. Like, let it go into your brain.
That's actually a really good idea. Play this as like a lullaby, if you will. And then the thoughts will just be running through your head when you sleep. But I mean, I feel like out of all of these, the thought is that hopefully something, if not a lot of these, will resonate with you and are going to be some words and some affirmations that can be your favorites and that you can keep with you.
Yeah, let's get into it. Very much, we're just going to go through each thought.
Yeah, also make sure that if you want to watch, you're watching on either Spotify or YouTube and you can listen anywhere else. But we do have a video version of this podcast today and we are chilling in a studio in New York. So it's a cool visual if you want to hop on there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our highs, lows, and goals actually before we get into this. And we'll keep it short and sweet. I feel like this is going to be like a re-listen-to-able episode. But just for like the fresh week when you're listening to this, let's talk about it. We are in New York right now.
My highs, I'm overall just like feeling calmly good, if that makes sense. I know we talk a lot about feeling, especially with the highs and lows episode, feeling like chaotically good or chaotically up. I'm feeling like calmly. So that's good. That's my high. Yeah,
that is good.
I really
good.
Like that.
Well, I am very excited because we just, in the past 2 days, recorded with two different guests for our first video guests. You guys know, like, we've had some guests in the past, but especially when we were living in Singapore, it was just so difficult to coordinate with guests with our time zone and everything being online. So we're really excited to have we actually just finished one of them, but just recorded with two guests whose episodes will probably be rolling out obviously within the month.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. The guests on video, I think, is game changing because you get to actually see them and feel like you are meeting them. So another plug to, if you do want to watch Spotify, you can use the free Spotify app or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. A low, just the fact that since we've gotten back from Singapore, I feel like things have moved really fast and I haven't really had like a set time to like reflect and debrief from that time. So also now like pulling this New York trip in and having this other like quick transition and like pop of adventure, if you will, I do feel like I need to make sure that I take some time to like debrief the last few months properly after this.
Yeah, kind of similarly, I haven't been journaling at all or kind of taking time to reflect or be present and aware, and that's something that I've noticed and that I'm like continuously aware that, oh my God, I've gone another day without kind of doing this. And that's not to say I'm like putting pressure on myself to do something I don't want to, but I genuinely like, I want to sit down and take the time and actually, you know, invest some time. And now I'm going to need to like actually invest a good chunk of time to kind of unpack everything that's been going on, the good and the bad, and just go through it.
I feel like the longer that you push something like that, the more pressure you put on yourself to like them when you do it, it has to be bigger and you have to do more. That's why I'm like, I really want to get into journaling a few times a week, because then it doesn't feel like this immense pressure when I do it that like, oh my God, so much has happened. I have so much to talk about. You know, it can kind of be more in the moment, go with the flow.
Yeah. I'm honestly scared to open my journal. You guys know I have a journal / daily planner that you can use if you do want to get into journaling. Every day there are new journal prompts. That's linked in the show notes if you want to go check it out. But I'm scared to open it because I don't know when the last time I opened it and actually participated in it was. I've been doing a lot of like mind dump. I haven't opened my actual journal with prompts, like journal prompts in a long time, which is kind of fun because now I get to just like bulldoze through all these prompts and kind of like really go hard with it. But also like there's a lot to catch up on there.
Yeah, there definitely is. So I guess that's the goal for this coming week. And this Sunday, we'll be back on Saturday night. So Sunday, I want to take as like a very chill, reflective day.
Take it as a real Sunday.
Speaking of like the journaling and wanting to do all that, though, let's get into these different thoughts and affirmations, because if like these could be good journal prompts in themselves. And if nothing else, they're like things that you can remind yourself, things that you can like write down on a sticky note. If something like really resonates with you, put it on a sticky note and put it by your bed or on your mirror or something like that, or just like write it down in your phone so that you can look at it.
I love a good sticky note.
I love a good phone note.
If you guys have
note.
Seen my wall, I don't think I've, like, posted a picture of my wall in a while, but we've talked about the goal wall. But you guys don't even know my door. So there's the goal wall. On one wall of my room, there's, like, the door, and then the rest of the wall is wall. And the wall part is our goal wall, so it's full of sticky notes with our goals that we both of us use that wall as our goal wall. And then my door is just, like, full of sticky notes that have, like, drawings or sayings or quotes or things that I've thought of and wanted to write down, which are basically the things that we're going to share today.
And things that we'll hopefully put on some clothing one day.
So true. So true.
All right.
Let's get into it. Do you want to alternate? We're just going to go back and forth.
Okay.
I just opened my, like, list of them, and I told Karen I had six, and then I swiped, and it's just pages on pages of notes of these things. This is, like, the document I use to pull quotes from for the Girls of Goals pod account. So it is full, let me tell you. Supplements, when included in your exercise and nutrition, are absolute game changers. When they're included in those baseline healthy habits that you have, they make such a huge difference in your lifestyle.
We want to tell you about our favorite supplements from Beam and share our code GOALS for you to get 10% off. Starting with protein, because I think that literally everyone should have a good protein powder, no matter who you are, no matter what your goals are. When you have a protein powder, you can make smoothies or oats or pancakes or baked goods. All of these meals that don't naturally have protein, you can add protein to them to make them more well-rounded, substantial meals and support your health goals. You can also use protein powder as a shake post-workout for the best recovery and results.
You guys know protein promotes fat loss and it helps with lean muscle growth, and Beam does such a good job with their protein powders. This blueberry muffin has been my favorite. I've made blueberry pancakes with them that have been divine, and I also just made some brownies with the chocolate brownie batter, and it's just so good.
The peanut butter smoothie is also really good as a shake itself.
And again, you can use code GOALS for 10% off at youcanbeam.com.
Beam's super greens are also in our daily lineups. No matter how healthy we eat, it's just not possible to get everything in every day, so we're always gonna have some nutrient gaps, and the super greens, they help fill all of those gaps.
17 fruits and 8 veggies. Just saying.
They'll support your immune system, increase energy, and are amazing for your digestive system.
And also, the flavor of these greens are next level. Like, they are known for this flavor, the pink lemonade. It is so good. It's refreshing and not overly sweet. Like, I love drinking this every single day. And it just makes you feel so good.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a supplement to make you feel overall your absolute best, these greens are it. And then the last one in my rotation is pre-workout, everyone's favorite because it's like liquid motivation.
Natural energy and focus, a good muscle pump, literally everything that you're looking for. And once again, these flavors taste great. My favorite right now has been the watermelon candy.
So when it comes to supplements, it's quality over quantity. So pick a couple that fit what you're looking for. This is our stack. These are our daily staples that we know you will love too. And you can use code GOALS for 10% off at Beam. That's youcanbeam.com, which is youcanbeam.com, and use code GOALS for 10% off.
It's also, everything is linked in the show notes below. So if you want to just click on that website, you can go check it out. Or if you have any questions, we are more than happy to answer them.
Cheers with protein, greens, and pre-workout.
You have to chase the things that excite you and follow those instincts, because that's where you're going to find what you're passionate about. That's where you're going to find what inspires you, and you have to follow it.
If you spend each day dreaming of this different life for yourself, then this is your reminder to make a start. Even if it's small, do something today that can change your tomorrow.
Focusing on the smaller moments and appreciating the smaller things that maybe you typically look past can change the game of life for you. It can recharge that love for life and for experiencing new things.
Okay, this is one that I feel like I've been coming back to myself a lot recently when I may be feeling burnt out by something, or I just feel like I have a lot going on and like giving up just seems like such an easy option. And that is that someday you will look back on all the progress that you made and you'll be glad that you didn't give up even when it felt like your only option. Because that is so true. The way that you feel now is just one microscopic piece of your whole life. And if you can get through the challenge in this moment, like, you'll come out on that bigger other side and you'll be able to look back and be like, thank God I didn't give up on myself then. Thank God. Tell me that today.
you may not be able to control what is happening to you, but you can shape how you react. And when you are intentional about the way that you react to something, you can change how it is. You can change the way that you perceive it and change the way that you work with something. You can change something entirely.
I know it's so easy for us so often to let one person or one person's opinion of you take away your joy or your happiness or how you feel about yourself. But you have to remember that there are 7.7 billion people in the world. That's like a shit ton of people. And you can't let the opinion of one person stop your growth or stop your happiness. I always feel like it's like the people that are around you and the people that are in your circle, for some reason, feel like they have so much power, but like really, they're one of 7 billion. And for some reason, we just let certain people have so much more power over how we act or how we live.
If something comes into your life, let it, right? Like if it comes into your life, it is supposed to. And if something goes, let it. If it's trying to leave your life, let it leave. Because it's supposed to.
What would you do today if you were twice as strong or twice as confident? And then do that now. Because that is the only way that you're going to get there is if you think about what that person who is stronger, who is more confident, who is more successful, how do they live? What do they do? How do they feel? Put yourself in those shoes now. You have to align your energy and your thoughts and your actions to who that person is if you ever want that to become your reality.
Focus on your energy givers. Give yourself sunlight. Give yourself nutritious food. Drink water. Like, see those people that energize you. Clean your room. Clean your space. Listen to music. Listen to podcasts that you love. Create a routine that feels like you. Focus on those energy givers and you will become completely aligned with your life. Confidence isn't about being perfect. It's not about how you look and it's not about your job. It's not about who you're friends with. Confidence is about understanding the things that maybe you think are flaws or maybe you think are imperfections and not only accepting them, but loving them and going forward with appreciation for all of those parts, those imperfections, the things you think are great about yourself. Confidence is about moving through life with everything you've got.
Your lifestyle is what drives results. Not what you do once, not what you do for just 1 month and then give up, but the lifestyle that you live consistently every day. I like to think of this because I think that you can look at it in two different ways. You know, one way promotes more balance in your life because you understand that you can have all things in moderation. Because if there are things that you just do once or a couple times, like that's not what drives the results. So those things can all fit as long as the things that you do consistently are the habits that are going to move you towards the results that you want. And then the other side of it lets you know that you don't make long-term change through quick fixes or yo-yoing back and forth through things. If you want to make real change, you create habits, you create a sustainable routine, and then you stick to it, one that fulfills you every day, and then you get the results.
The only way that you can get somewhere that you never thought you could is to get through the things that right now maybe you don't think you can. The only way that you can grow and change is to go through situations that create that growth for you.
Oh, I like this. I saw this one the other day and I wrote it down and I sent it to you and Catherine as well because we all forget to have fun sometimes or like real, like genuine fun and good times. So 20 years from now, you're gonna wish you had more fun. So have more fun. And I shared this one on an Instagram post recently too. And it just kind of goes with all of the things that we talk about when we get into health and fitness. And that is that losing those extra 10 pounds is not going to teach you how to love yourself. Taking care of your body will. And that kind of means that like it's not the actual weight lost that is going to teach you how to have self-love or that's going to make you love yourself more. It is when you can literally just take care of your body, do the things that make it feel happy and healthy. And then like, who cares what weight gain or loss comes with that? Because then you've ultimately found the self-love that you were looking for in the first place, if that is the main goal.
You are the only person who can determine how valuable you are. Not the toxic friend, not some random person on the street, not the people you compare yourself to on the internet. Only you can determine your value. And once you do, that's when other people are going to see you the exact same way.
So true. People honestly, like, see you how you see yourself, I think, because it's all about how you present yourself. Like, you can almost choose how people perceive you. And I think that some people do that in a very, like, some people do that in a very, like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, convoluted, like, taking advantage kind of way, where they know that they can, like, change how they are around certain people. But you can also do that in a positive way, where it's like, people only know the you that you present. So if you can find a way to fake it till you make it and present yourself confidently, then that's how people are going to see you as well.
Absolutely.
This isn't necessarily a set quote, and, like, I'm sure it could be if I took a minute to, like, formulate it into a quote right now, but more so the concept of trust the timing of life. Trust that if you have goals, you have defined goals, you trust that you can reach them, and you believe in yourself to do that, and you just show up every day and you do what is in front of you that you can do that day to reach them. Trust that those things will come, but surrender the idea that you need to know exactly how and exactly when, and trust that everything that is supposed to come to you will come to you at the right time.
I hope one or a few of those resonated with you, and if they did, we would love to hear which ones you found valuable. And we do always love hearing from you. If you want to send a DM at Girls with Goals Pod or our personal accounts at Ankatha Kanin, at Caroline Kanin, our DMs are always open, and we do love hearing from you. Thank you guys so much for listening to this little episode.
And give us a rating on Spotify. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube, a rating on Apple Podcasts. And I also just had the thought that sometimes we leave question boxes on Spotify, because that's something we can do. So how about we leave a question box on Spotify that is maybe a quote or an affirmation that you want to share as well? We will pin all of those answers so that anyone else who's on Spotify can scroll and see all of those extra ones from the community as well. And also let us know if you want more quick episodes like this. I would love to do one that is more of like a meditative affirmation type video, where we kind of just share some mantras and affirmations. That would be like a really quick thing that you could just turn on every once in a while when you need to hear it. I like that idea.
Yeah, for sure. And we will see you guys on Monday.
Bye.